This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Shally Pittman. Wisconsin lawmakers have unveiled a new package aimed at protecting natural resources. The package was unveiled yesterday on Indigenous Peoples Day. The proposal includes specific protections for Devil's Lake State Park, giving the state attorney general the power to enforce protections and allowing third parties to sue on its behalf. Democrat Vincent Moresi of Stevens Point says it's similar to protections for corporations.
Corporations are merely ideas that exist on paper, yet they have legally recognized rights, even personhood in some cases.
The package also proposes reinstating Wisconsin's Prove It First mining law, which required companies to show that a sulfide mine can operate and be decommissioned without polluting water. The Prove It First law was in place for about two decades before being repealed in 2017. Ancient burial mounds on the UW-Madison campus have been added to the National Register of Historic Places. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the Willow Drive mounds include an effigy mound shaped like a water bird. They're more than 1,000 years old, and the Wisconsin Historical Society says the site could offer new insights into ritual practices. In Madison business news, the Capital Times reports that the Heritage Tavern has filed for bankruptcy following a lawsuit brought by a former server. The suit alleges the restaurant withheld tips and failed to pay proper overtime. Chef Dan Fox denies the claims. Heritage filed for Chapter 11 in March and says it plans to stay open. With more news, here's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
Wisconsin's housing crisis is one of the worst in the nation. Of course, an average home here is not going to be as expensive as one in California or New York, but our affordability is the problem. Wages just haven't risen as fast as home prices have, so there's a big gap between how much people are making and how much a home costs. Just 4 years ago, to own a typical Madison home, a buyer's household needed to make about $65,000. Now, again, just for an average home, a buyer or buyers would need to make $117,000 a year. That's according to data from the Badger Project. Lawmakers in the Assembly have passed a package of bills they say would make it easier for builders and for municipalities. These bills would also have to pass the state Senate, but the state Senate hasn't met in months. There's also a bipartisan bill to allow accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, statewide. That means people could build tiny homes or cottages on their property, regardless of their local ordinance on such structures. Meanwhile, Madison leaders are making housing moves of their own. Over the summer, they passed ordinance changes that allow for those ADUs in the city, let people split their deep lots, and allow for duplexes citywide instead of in just a few districts. Now, the Common Council has passed more changes. These include allowing extra floors in buildings that are close to smaller residences, changing lot size requirements, and letting backyard cottages have two units instead of one. Meanwhile, the city has approved a new student apartment building downtown. The State Journal reports Core Spaces will construct a 16-story building on Francis Street. They'll be tearing down Saxony Apartments and a four-unit house. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
And I'm Shally Pittman for WMDX News.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA. The Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL. Former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.